Hallo, du bist Thorsten.
Hallo, ich bin Sophie.
Hey, Sophie.
Hey, Thorsten.
Adam hier.
Hey, Adam.
Hi, it's Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Hello, 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 how are we doing?
Not so bad.
Excellent.
How are you?
Oh, fine, fine. Yes, I think I'm fine. Am I fine? Yes. Busy, very busy. But, yeah.
Hi, this is Björn Dronning.
I'm just going to dump some paperwork on a co-worker's desk, so I'll be back in a second.
It's slightly invaluable. I'd like to do that as well.
Morning, everyone.
Hey, Joel.
Hey, I was trying to do a Google Hangout thing, and I don't know, it acts weird. So I'm thinking maybe next time I'll try it. If anybody wants to do a video, we can do it.
Yeah, it would be, now that I got it working again, I would maybe even interested in trying as well.
Because we did it for ESC. I just found a pen. I'd forgotten. We did it for ESC for quite a while, where we would just dial in to talk to you for those people who didn't want to. And I think it was. I think one good thing about it is if we do it, it would be much more public in terms of people.
And you can do that while being on the road, or.
I'll be on the train at that time, so I get Wi-Fi on the train.
Okay, who was just joining?
Norbert.
Hey, Norbert. Yay, so we got two out of two U.S. time zone people. Great.
I woke up an hour earlier thinking we had it at 7 o'clock in the morning, my time, and got up, called in, and I was like, oh, it's actually supposed to be 9.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Well, don't bother. You will miss the call when Europe switches time again. So.
Hi, y'all. It's Eliane.
Hey,
morning.
Eliane.
Hi there.
Hello.
So when Europe changes time, do we adjust to keep it technically the same time?
That's actually the second item for the public
agenda.
Okay, to accommodate all the Europeans. Sorry, guys.
Perfect. And I guess we don't have to talk about this yet, but as it gets a little closer to the summer, I might ask to see if we can maybe do half an hour earlier. I got a summer position, and I think it'll start at 9 o'clock in the morning for me. So if we don't change it, I'd be able to attend the first, 45 minutes. But if it went over that, I'd have to get off because. But we can talk about that as it gets closer.
Okay. So we have 6 out of 7 directors, if I've not miscalculated that. Frederick, are you in the call meanwhile? Okay, let's wait another minute.
Gene did ping me, and I don't know if we want to talk about this today. I don't think it's high priority, but Gene asked if we can talk about the forum email that was just sent out. I don't know, it's kind of late to put it on the agenda, but he just sent me a message on GChat.
Okay.
Saying that he sent something to the info atlas.
Could be something for the private part, or?
I don't know if it was private or not. I mean, yeah, it was sent out to the info list, so.
Okay.
Maybe for the next one, because it's better to discuss it before. Oh.
Yeah.
By mail, just to
yep.
clarify the situation, and also about the Apache forum too.
Yep,
sounds like a plan.
I would like to
find that to some thinking through, and then we have that in 2 weeks. So it's 4 past the hour. Let's just start with the public part. So let me do some quick roll call. I've heard Iliani, Adam, Michael, Peter, Joel, Norbert, and Sophie, and myself.
Hello, this is Olivier speaking.
Hi, Olivier.
Hello, everybody. Sorry to interrupt you, Thorsten.
Oh, no worries. Glad to have you. So, let's start with the call. So, keeper of the minute, Sophie, would you do that?
Yes.
Great, thank you. Session chair, I will put myself forward if there are no objections. Not hearing any. Just at the roll call. Hey, Frederick. So we're 7 out of 7 now, so I can skip this representation thing. So that means we have quorum. For approving stuff, we need 4 approvals. So,
hello, yeah, I've just joined.
Hey, Ike, adding you to the attendance list. Okay, previous minutes have been published. Any additions to the agenda before we start?
Can you find out where the echo, where the background noise is coming from? Because it's very hard to hear.
I have no idea. I just would ask everyone to please mute if you're not speaking.
I think it's Olivier because it started when Olivier joined.
Okay, that's not too bad for me, but yeah, well, I might be lucky. So just please, everyone, mute. I don't have access to this magic web console at the moment to kick to.
Oh, yeah, now it's good.
Yeah, it's much better. Thank you. Okay, let's get started. There were no additions to the agenda. There was another question, I think.
Yes, I would like to know if we can discuss the F123 issue that I brought to the core list. Is it possible?
Yes. Would that be something for the public or for the private part?
I think it's for the... I don't know. whatever you want. I don't think it's so secrecy. But anyway, it's up to you.
Well, if in doubt for those things, I would tend to use the private call and then just publish the minutes.
Okay.
I guess that's better for that kind of stuff. Adding that to the agenda at any rate.
Okay, so okay for the F123 to be discussed as first in private.
Okay, great. And we should be quick, I think, with the public part. So the first item would be on the proposal to add Charles as the second marketing representative. I've mailed proposal yesterday and again today. If there are no objections, I would call for a vote on that. So let me read the proposal. The Board of Directors of the Document Foundation entitles Charles Schultz to continue the volunteer inbound marketing activities he's managed during the last 2 years, back then as a member of the Board of Directors, and to act as a spokesperson with the media at conferences until further notice. So, Iliana?
It's okay for me.
Okay. Adam?
Plus one.
Adam, there was a thumping sound from your side. Hopefully nothing bad happened.
No, I'm okay, thanks.
Okay, so you vote on that?
Plus one, sorry.
Okay, thank you. Michael?
Plus one.
Thank you. Bjorn?
Plus one.
Thank you. Joel?
Plus one.
And Frederick?
Plus one.
Okay, and plus one from me, so approved 7 out of 7, thank you. Next item, public agenda, is the shift of the board call to 1500 UTC starting in 2 weeks. So that should put us back to the old time in pretty much all time zones. Any objections to do that?
Can't we just make it a CET time and be done with it?
Yeah, unfortunately, there's no good name for that time zone that changes, that is European time, short of European time, I think.
Yes. Well,
you can say Berlin time or something, but, you know. But it should be Paris, damn it. So.
And it's, I mean, it's...
Well, Berlin time or Paris time or Central European time or whatever the name, but we'll know what the time is.
yeah, but
Central
European
time, take
anyway.
Berlin or Paris, because... European time is not summertime, and that's already confusing.
Yeah, that's the problem.
So for
the name
while,
is
I think there seems to be consensus, at least, to do to semantically do what is proposed, and then maybe we can come up with a better wording going forward. I presume we will have to change the time slightly anyway. Joel was asking for that. So for today, any objections to shift the next call by an hour? UTC, relative to UTC. Sorry, not local time. let me again read the motion. Shift board call to 1500 UTC starting April 2nd. Objection?
Yeah.
None.
Yes? Oh, tell
no,
me.
No objection.
Okay, so
I think
let's
you should
vote
twice on it, though, definitely. You know, why not?
What's the mind for winter time?
You mean now and in an hour, or?
No. Let's just get on.
Okay. So, Ileana.
We're not seriously voting on this.
We're not. Well, but we. So.
Can we change without
objection? So that would be a procedural item. I would like to, at least for the public calls, stick to the procedure to call for votes, which makes it very clear who votes for what. And the problem is with the meeting time and invite. It's a very procedural thing that we have to get right. So I would. If you don't mind, terrible.
Okay, come on then. Sorry.
Thank you. Michael, yes, then.
Yes, plus one, plus two.
Great, yeah. Thank you. Eliani. Eliani, if you are muted, could you unmute? We don't hear you. Okay, let's just speak up when you're back. I will just continue with the vote. Adam?
Plus one.
Thank you. Björn?
Plus one.
Joel?
Plus one.
And Frederick?
Plus one.
Yay. Okay, Ileana, do we have you back?
Ileana's tried to get in the call. She dropped off.
Okay, do we have any representation for her?
Maybe Eike?
Eike?
It's a bit unfortunate because I'm in a different time zone. But
bad luck?
Bad luck, yeah, so plus one.
Okay, thank you. So that's 7 out of 7 approved. Any additions to the public agenda? Otherwise, I would suggest we make final roll call and move to the private room. 3, 2, 1, nothing. Okay, final roll call. Who's still in the call? Eliani? Not here. Adam?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Michael?
Yes, I'm still here. Hey.
Great. Pierre?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello, it's Eliani.
Oh, Eliana, great to have you back.
I'm using the internet for this call, and I have a problem. Okay.
Yeah, we were just voting on moving the board call to pretty much stay the same local time, but 1 hour earlier UTC. Would you still want to vote on that?
No problem for me. It's okay.
So that I minute that as plus one, and striking Ike, who was pretty much voting the same. So we're just closing the call. Do you have any addition to the public agenda? Okay, then, where was I? Joel, you're still here?
Yep, here.
Great, I'm here as well. Friedrich?
Yes, I am here.
Okay, Norbert?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Wow.
Sophie?
Yes, I'm here.
Olivier?
Yes, I'm present, yes.
And Ike?
Yes.
Okay. Great. Thanks so much. And then talk to you in a minute in the private room. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
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 Bye.